Well, Hannah, you're not busy at all, right?
Nope, not busy at all.
So we'll call to order. This is Scholar Academy Board of Directors meeting August 15th, 2025. The time is 11:40 a.m. and we are calling this meeting to order. Hannah, do you want to do roll call?
Yes. We have Dusty Griffith, Jeff Hall, Trail Gailey, Joanna, and forgive me, Leonelli. Is that?
Yep, you got it.
Okay. Crystal Taylor, Academica West, Nicole Jones, Academica West, John McQuarrie, Academica West, and myself, Hannah Jones, Academica West. Did I miss anybody?
Nope, you're good.
Okay.
June 11th, board meeting minutes. Does anybody have anything that needs to be added, changed? Thoughts, feelings, suggestions? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
I'll motion to approve the board minutes for June.
Perfect. Looking for a second?
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. And Jeff, take us through the Reading Horizons purchase order.
Okay. And I just want you to know, Dusty, like I talked a little bit more this morning, so it is slightly different. So we've got a smaller purchase order for this because we did reach out to staff to see who wants it, but I did find out that the online portion of Reading Horizons is due. I thought that we were covered for this year, but this is part of the Reading Horizons for this year.
Okay.
The portion that I want you guys to know, if you'll scroll down just a little bit, Hannah, there's a portion, there you go, the Elevate. We do not need the Elevate online software. That was something that our old SPED teacher used. So idealistically, I'd love to get this so we can get teachers supplemental material so they can work with students with reading. But the quote here is less because some teachers are choosing not to get the physical books and we don't need that $3,520 for the elevated online software.
Okay. So that brings our purchase order total to the $16,149, or?
It'd be less than that. I'm going to try.
Well, let's do this unless any of the other board has input. If we approve it up to the 16 and it comes in less, then that's great.
Okay, and it will.
Joe, Trail, what do you think?
I like that. I think that's good.
Sounds good.
Okay. Any questions about the purchase order of the program? Joe, you have any curriculum thoughts, feelings?
If this is what the teachers feel like they need, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some of them really do. We are transitioning because our new software does have it, but we thought with academic reasons to get a good start at the beginning, the ones who are already proficient, we would start this year with it and then transition throughout this year to the new one, just so the board knows the process we're working on.
Okay, so we have Reading Horizons, and what's the other program?
It's just Reading Horizons.
Okay. Okay, so I'll entertain a motion to approve this purchase order.
I'll second the motion to approve the purchase order.
Perfect. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, I think, Hannah, can you take me back to the agenda? I think we're good. Dun, dun, dun. Next board meeting, September 25th. Because of the strategic plan, and we'll need to do this in person, Crystal, we had a meeting on August the 26th, and somehow that fell off. But we need a meeting somewhere in the last week of August, if possible, so that Sandy can and Jeff can present and we can approve the strategic plan.
Okay, just another board meeting?
Yeah.
Okay.
And just so you know that I did not skip it, my understanding, Jeff, is that we are striking the instructional consulting contract from the agenda.
Yeah, correct. Tabling it for another time, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes. So yes. It needs some further work.
For the information of the board, Jeff and I had a conversation. He's going to revisit that contract and revisit that position and just reassess that situation before we approve anything. So for now, we're just going to table that one if everyone's okay with it. So with that, and then we just need to get a meeting on the calendar in the last week of August.
Great.
So,
do you want to schedule that now while we've got three of you on, and then Hannah can follow up with Sandy? Do you want to just get a set time on there now?
Joe, Trail, that's up to you. If you can agree on a date, I can make anything work.
And it's going to be in person, right?
That one needs to be in person, I'm told.
Okay. And it'll be like 5:30. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
That's okay. Didn't we have one scheduled for the 28th already?
We started the year off in September officially. I know normally you would have had the 28th, but we didn't have an official one set for August yet, so.
Okay. Well, if Joe, it sounds like maybe you were already planning that one, because I was thinking Thursday the 28th, if that works for everybody as well.
Yeah, I just know the 27th is bad for me.
And I can't do the 27th either, so.
And I actually can't do the 27th either. Arena will kill me, and I like her too much.
Okay, let's do the 28th, if that works for everybody. Jeff, is that good for you?
Yeah, that works perfect.
Okay, okay. And that one's
28th at 5:30. I like it. Okay. Chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll entertain a motion to, or I'll second, right? I'll first, whatever.
We're good.
Whatever it is.
Anybody who is not in favor of adjourning this meeting, let me know.
Oh, goodness.
These virtual ones are fun, aren't they?
So much fun.
So we're going to call the meeting adjourned at 11:48. Guys, we did that meeting in 8 minutes. I'm so proud.
Good job, guys.
Okay, thanks.